Please welcome Can Do Jack. He's here. He's ready.
At the risk of putting myself in the position where I'll be racing the clock, I have to tell you a bit of trivia because trivia is all I know, really. But slow, where's that thing? Do you know what slow spells, S-L-O? Does anybody know? Huh, I'm the only one. I'm not going to tell you. Now, slow is a Chumash word, and it's for the primary Chumash god, the eye of the eagle. So if you ever see the word, it'll actually have a little tick after it. But anyway, that's what slow means. But my story doesn't have anything to do with that. Racing the clock. I'm kind of a helter-skelter person, and the one thing I like about having spent my professional years and plus a whole bunch in computer science is that it's some kind of grounding effect for an absolutely megalomaniac. That's why the word is entreprehensive. It just came to me when I tried to say entrepreneur because I can't do anything twice. It's that kind of life. So as I started realizing that one day, by the way, I'm a high school dropout, but when I only had several years college, I don't have any degrees, actually. Somebody asked if I have a PhD. I said, no, I have something better, but I don't know what it is. I had to choose, man. It's time, like, get out of the education and get into, like, making yourself a living, doing something with your life, you know, instead of studying other people. So it was, I was crazy about psychology, but my friend was on a NASA tracking ship, and he started telling me about computers and computer programming. So then I got interested in doing that. So I have a bundle of courses, and I can almost go either way. And I'm thinking, okay, if I go computers, see, then I don't have to deal with people. If I go psychology, I'm really going to have to deal with people. But I love psychology, but I don't love people. And I don't like machines, and I don't like things like computers and printers and things like that, but I do like the logic of it and the idea that it's a binary universe. So I'm wrestling with this, and I finally, okay, I said, we're going to go for a computer. So I started taking some more computer courses to fill it out. And my neighbor is putting up the Voyager. Anybody know what that is? It happened 4 years ago, but it was very popular this last week because they turned the battery on or something, and it still works. Anyway, he's at TRW putting up the Voyager, so I said, I got to do something. Do you have any jobs over there? So I'm looking around all the computer companies, and so I finally see this ad, and it said, 2 years of college and math through calculus. Okay, by that time I had 6 or 7 years college, and I'm real good at arithmetic, but math is not my forte. If that doesn't make sense either. But I went to this interview, and as soon as I saw this man, I said, "You ever meet people and you say, this is something going to happen?" So I said, I have this locked up. As soon as I saw him. And so we started talking, and he said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to be a programmer, and I want to be a systems analyst, and I want to develop software. And he said that the job clearly says computer operator. And he says, okay, he says, so you have to be a programmer because if people send jobs down and you can fix their error, and save them a day, then you gotta be able to do that. But you'll still be an operator. And I said, no, I want to be a programmer. And I said, but I like the operator thing. And he said, well, you'll like this better. After you're in for 3 months, we're going to send you 13 weeks of our computer school. And then you come out, and then, you know, if you don't make it through that, then you lose your job. And that lose your job part, I started thinking about, okay, now I think she's pregnant. And, you know, we're thinking about another house and all these things, and I'll take the operator job. And so time goes by, and 3 months, and we start the class, and I'm in the class, and it's going well. But I'll tell you, I'm seeing my previous employers here. See, I never should have been a programmer, because you have to have the steady logic, unerring logic. You can never deviate. You can't be helter-skelter. You have to do things and complete things. And nevertheless, I said, well, yeah, but I can fake it. And because as I got more into computers, I found out you really don't have to have the math, see? All you have to do is understand the mathematical principle. Because there's a subroutine everywhere. You want to do something really complicated, you just find out what routine does that, and then you put that into your program. Okay, time goes by. And I find this niche. Always look for the niche. Find out where you will do something that will be worth something, that will be recognized by the people who have the money. And I did that. I said, we have a library of these big tapes, and these contain all the releases that control what every one of the 13 companies that are involved in satellite control, they are a part of this. They submit a part of this. So it's all on these tapes in this library. And so I wrote the first program that actually manage the library system. Like, I thought, this is crazy, man. These people are like top dogs in the world, and they don't know that they have to have a usable library program. You know, so I had my own little niche there, and I created this program. Time goes by, and one day I'm about to go home because I worked at night. That's when you got computer time. And the boss's secretary calls, and he says, Max wonders if... He knows you've worked all night, but if you want to take a ride with him, quite a lengthy ride today, he would like your help. And I said, sure. So we take off, and I said, great. And he says, we're going to Vandenberg. I said, what? He said, Vandenberg, he says. I said, oh, yeah. Got it. And he said, do you know what day it is? And I said, well, yeah, it's February 2nd. And he says, do you remember when we had our first talk? And I said, yeah. I said, that's when you hired me. And I said, you were a smart guy, and you would develop a place for me within a year. And he says, today's the day. That's why we're going to Vandenberg. This is the day that you become a professional. I beat the clock. Mm. Thanks.